Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, it's all about the bowls.
Angela!
Put that back, Angela!
Angela!
Oh, wonderful.
I thought we were friends and lovers.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Breakfast Show, where it's merchandise time. Get some tattoos on your body, wear them with pride, and then watch them kind of dissolve after about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah,
or scrub them away in the bath because of the shame you feel. Something I am unable to do with these bad boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your symbols.
They're not going anywhere,
what
are they?
What does it mean again? Did you find that?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't go through it again. I
when
won't.
Did you get them done?
I was 17
he thought
years
it was
old.
Some deep spiritual thing, didn't you?
I did think, yeah, he thought they were some deep spiritual thing. I was 17 years old. I got them done above a kebab shop in a place called Plumstead in Southeast London. Because I thought, you know who like these? You'll know who like something close to Cantonese writing that actually isn't. Girls.
Girls
are like that. And you know what? Just a plot spoiler for any teenagers out there, they don't. So instead, get yourself a temporary tattoo of my show logo and then you can rub it off.
Much better idea. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've got one as well, you know.
No, you have not.
I have, yeah.
Anna Geary's inked up.
Wow. Yeah, I have, yeah.
Well, come
like
on, sister.
On the side, on like the side of my body, so it's mostly hidden.
What is it of?
A maple leaf.
Wow.
We're back to 1,000 Monkeys, 1,000,000 Years and 20 typewriters territory.
Are you? Is there some sort of Canadian connection?
Well, I lived in Canada for a year and I just loved it so much and I just thought,
that's nice.
Oh, I went and did that on my own. I called it my symbol of strength, right? Oh, wow. This is when I was young, obviously.
Yeah.
And no one lets me forget it. They're always
your
like, come on,
strength.
Get out your symbol of strength.
Amazing. Anna Geary's symbol of strength is already the name of the podcast.
Oh, well, we don't even need to do other. I'm going to put the bell away. We don't
cancel
need this.
All the bowl stuff.
What? Is it? Am I able to see it, or is it on a too intimate part of your body?
I can show you.
Can I see it? Can you come round?
Well, it's quite small.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I thought it was like all the way up your side, the way you were describing.
No, it's like.
Oh, okay.
Can you see it?
I can see it. Yeah, that is truly a symbol of strength.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
It's just the outline.
Are we on air? I know what it is. I'm still asleep, aren't I? I've not woken up yet. I'm having a work anxiety dream.
Snap out of it, Dave.
Dave, the cab's outside. You've got to go and do the show. Right, anyway, don't do as Anna and I did. Just to get some temporary tattoos. And all you need to do to win them is enter the ink tank. I'm going to play you a clip from yesterday's show when we were handing in our cool badges. You just need to figure out what's beneath the tattooist needle. Here we go. Listen carefully.
Charlie said she'd seen a... in a shop the other day and she couldn't believe what it was.
These are 25 years and under.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she literally was looking at it going, what is this thing? So... what piece of old tech were we discussing? A, a Discman, or B, a corded rotary phone?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We've decided we're going to replay the last talky bit at 9:10 for you all.
Yeah, in case you missed
it. People need to hear about Anna Geary's symbol of strength.
So cringe, isn't it?
Cringe. Look at those. Now that is cringe, my friend. Joining us right now on Nicola, hoping not to do what we have done. Good morning, Nicola.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Nicola is in Manchester. She works in sustainability for a yoghurt brand, and she loves a bit of Absolute 80s. Nicola, we were talking with some of the younger members of the Absolute Radio team, and we were handing in our cool badges because they hadn't heard of a piece of tech. Was the piece of tech a Discman or a corded rotary phone?
It was absolutely a Discman.
It was a Discman. Let's see if you're right.
Charlie said she'd seen a Walkman in a shop the other day and she couldn't believe what it was.
These are 25 years and under.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she literally was looking at it going, what is this thing?
What the hell is this?
What is this?
I'm going to try and work out if it was a cassette one or a CD one.
Charlie, she was, like, talking to us about it and then she kind of looked at the only other face she could recognise in this group of old, craggy faces, which was Ellie's young face, fellow young face. But have you heard of the Sony Discman? And then Ellie
Ellie was like, yeah. And why had Ellie heard of the Sony Discman?
Why was it?
Because she'd seen it on Friends. Apparently it's in an episode
yeah,
of Friends.
Right.
It was a torrid time on the show yesterday, wasn't it, during the cool badge section? Anyway, Nicola, the long and short of it is, well done. You've got a strip of temporary tattoos of our show logo. One remaining question, ask it to everyone who wins. Where are you going to put me on your body?
On my chest.
Sorry, the line broke up there. I thought you said on your chest.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Right, okay, excellent. All three at the same time, or are you keeping one in reserve? Yeah. What's the plan?
Maybe keep one in reserve, in case it rubs off in the shower. So we've always got a spare there.
Right, we've always got a spare going on. Okay, a true symbol of strength from Nicola in Manchester there. Nicola, thanks for tuning into the show. Speak to you soon.
No problem, have a great day.
Well done, and you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's talk Team GB, shall we? Fifth in the medal table at the moment with 6 gold medals, 6 silver medals and 5 bronze medals. Wow. Keep going, guys.
They're coming thick and fast at the moment.
It's just been so inspiring, particularly that just amazing Lola Anderson story that has captured the hearts of the nation. If you haven't seen this, winning gold, she disclosed to the world that when she was a little girl, she'd written a note saying that her dream was to win an Olympic gold medal. And she then just discarded it, as you know, you do with those things. And her dad kept it for years.
Wow.
And 2 months before he passed away, he gave it to her. And she went on to win a gold medal. Isn't that just lovely? That's Lola Anderson's story. Well worth checking out online, just seeing the raw emotion, and rightly so.
That is hairs on arms standing on end.
It certainly
material,
is. It certainly is. Exactly right. So, Matt, what else is going
on? Well, aside from that emotional story, the old school hip-hop connections with the Olympics won't go away. First, we had Snoop Dogg carrying the torch. Now, I can't believe this. You spotted this, Dave.
As soon as I saw this, I thought, this was made for Matt.
What is going on? Is it real? Yes, it is. Israel, Flavor Flav, the legendary hype man of Public Enemy reality TV star in America, is sponsoring the US water polo team. I mean, I can't believe it. There's video footage of him walking around Paris with a water polo cap on, just saying, yeah, boy, to people in the street.
But this is also a life-affirming story, because Flavor Flav, he's seen the team win, like, gold at the last, like, 2-3 Olympics, you know, putting all the effort in, and he found out that the athletes have to hold down like 2 or 3 extra jobs each
just to fund themselves.
And Flavor Flav just wasn't having that.
No.
So he stepped up.
Yeah, I'll give you some money. Yeah, and now he's friends with the water polo team. Here he is on TV in the States explaining why he got involved.
I'm known to be the greatest hype man in America, the first, the original. And I said, let me take my expertise to the water polo team.
It's amazing.
It's a unique piece of audio, that, isn't it?
I mean, that is amazing. What's the next hip-hop connection to the Olympics going to be? I mean, Sir Mix-a-Lot and the Javelin, I don't know. MC Hammer throwing, perhaps? Could that be a thing?
Oh, very good.
And then one other story, an amazing observation from a guy in New Zealand called Blog Boy Nick, who said, when I was a kid, I thought freestyle meant people could just swim however they wanted. And I must admit, I still thought that.
Yeah, what is it then?
You just pick your best stroke and you all just go out there and do what you want.
I thought it was like you choose.
No, apparently it just basically means front crawl.
Right.
It's just another word for front crawl.
It's a bit embarrassing. Today is old.
Some people said you can do whatever stroke you want, but you have to freestyle rap as you swim. Make it interesting.
Yeah, boy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, the song you're about to hear a little snippet of is coming up just after 8 on Absolute Radio 90s. Right there for you to enjoy if you love your 90s tunes, or you want them in your life just for one morning. Go get it, kids.
Yeah.
Now, to get your shout out, I'm going to play you a song coming up just after 8 on Absolute Radio 90s, and I'm going to play you just near the end of the song.
Nearly the end.
Because it's Thursday, so it is nearly the end of the working week. And this is the music quiz, and this is how you can earn your shout out. So the number is 8-12-15. I want your name, I want to know where you are, maybe what you're up to, a shout out to a loved one, family member, What about your place of work? Matt, you love it when people shout out their places of work.
Yes, I like to support independent local businesses, so this is a good opportunity to give them a platform, isn't
it? Here
it
is. I mean, I'm reliably informed that to get any kind of advertising on this show, it's like £1 million, yeah, so why not just get it for free? Yeah, and I'll read it out. I will. I'll do it next. Go for it. Why not? It's no skin off our nose. We could be fired, sure, but it's no skin off our nose. 8-12-15 is the number, and this is nearly the end of the song. But which song is it? And who's it by?
Yes.
Straight away?
Yes, pretty much.
Anna?
I think.
Don't reveal. One more time.
Yeah, you can have it one more time. On 90s?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here it is one more time for you guys out there.
Actually, yeah, I think I've changed my answer after hearing it for a second time.
Yeah. When I give them one last play to get it, can you not talk all over it? I know. This, honestly, for 15 years he's been doing this to me.
Play it one more time, I won't talk over it.
Silence, everyone. Here we go.
Yes, I'm just saying we should support our local independent businesses. That's what I'm saying. Go on. Seriously, put my mic down.
Is this like me trying to get in the van and you just drive it a little bit further
put
down
my
the
mic
road?
Down. Come on, people don't want to hear this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast, Absolute Radio.
We play a different game every weekday morning for you to work hard to earn them. We don't just give them away willy-nilly. No, no, no. And as it's Thursday, today is nearly the end of the Working Week music quiz. I played you nearly the end of a song I'm going to be sharing with you in full just after 8 on Absolute Radio 90s. This is how it sounded. So many of you got in touch, and Matt, you'll be pleased to know a lot of independent businesses are about to get a shout
good
out
to see.
Because it was, of course, James, She's a Star. Friends of the show, James.
Yes, of course.
Ben in Huddersfield, well done. Dash in Teesside, sat in the car watching puddles gather.
Wow.
Keely on her way to work in the NHS Children's Mental Health Team. Keep up
the great work, Keely,
and the team.
Nice.
Steve from Cambridgeshire, still testing soil pH for CA lime.
Yes, important work.
I clap
soil.
Now, do I? Yeah. I put the clap there. Yeah. James Kell in Blythe, getting Joshua ready to go to the Phoenix Theatre Summer School. Lewis and Johnny on the way to Graft all over South Shields.
Yes.
Mike of Mike Kemp Plastering in Hull.
Oh,
Kemp Plastering in Hull! Just picking up some plaster for today's job. Essential, I'm sure, Mike. We've got Sandra and all the gang at the Ackroyd Community Centre looking after the local community.
Nice.
Keep up the great work. Adam Shearman, Brick Lane in Sidmouth. And finally, Tom and the team, please give a massive shout out to the lads at Marlowe Tyres and Maidenhead Tyres.
Yes.
Big shout out to Marlowe Tyres and Maidenhead Tyres!
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how we do it. And we'll be doing it again tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And welcome along to the breakfast show on the morning after the afternoon before. Yes, for sometimes. Some have even said for too long. I've been talking indoor, outdoor, lawn green, crown green. I've been talking bowls. I wanted to scratch that insatiable itch I had all around the part of my body that wants to do bowls, and you helped me. I had a mentor in the shape of Jasmine from the Downsman Bowls Club. We had a bowling team name, the Breakfast Bowls. We found Angelic Angela from the Bounds Green Bowls Club, who said, come on down and scratch your itch here in front of my eyes, Dave. So we invited Bush and Richie along so that we could finally teach them a lesson. As Matt said so brilliantly a couple of weeks ago, what this lacked early on was needle, because it was just you and me going to go down there and have a game of bowls. We needed to really bring the needle into this. And we both respect and admire the Hometime Boys, but also we really like to thrash them at anything competitive.
Yes, we do.
So yesterday was the day that we did go down to Bound Greens Bowls and Tennis Club. We met Angela for the first time. How lovely was Angela?
Oh, dear Angela. What great hosts they were. Lovely people.
There was an intimidatingly high number of people there when we arrived.
Yeah, in the clubhouse. It was full, wasn't it?
I didn't know what to expect, but it was full. They were all in their branded garb.
Yes.
When we walked through the door, which this is really sweet, one of the people there went, thank you for what you have done for bowls. Which was a bit much, maybe.
Well, it's increasing in popularity thanks to this show.
Well, thanks. That's what they were saying. We were just like, thanks so much for having us. Thanks for making my dream become a reality. So they were like, no. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
For what you have done for Bowls. Yeah. So it was an instant mutual love affair, wasn't
it?
Then we had to get into our outfits. So Matt and I made our way through to the gents, past the bar, and slipped out of what we were wearing and into, I think they're the hottest trousers anyone in the world has ever worn. Yeah. They may as well have been chainmail and cotton wool. And it was like 32 degrees yesterday. They were so heavy.
The worst possible trousers we could have.
We were saying when we took them off, after we did it, it was the trousers felt heavier because the sweat from our legs had absorbed
absolutely
inside
drenched.
The fabrics of the trouser. Now, this isn't us getting any excuses in early, by the way, because over the coming hour, you're going to find out exactly what went down. And you will find out who won the Great Berry Bowls Off, breakfast or home time. And let me tell you, there's a few twists along the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We are about to play you what went down at Bounds Green Bowls Club. But first, I think this might be a world first. We're about to have some out-of-context bowls. That's not been done before,
no,
has it?
I don't think it has.
Feast your ears on this. Okay, so we're going to toss for the jack to who jacks off first.
Yes. I don't know whether to toss it big or short.
My legs are drenched, mate. Great follow through. Oh, it's a very smooth action.
Dave Berry and Wrong Bias. Channel 5 at 10 p.m. tonight.
So I've either got to come inside him. Don't take out your own wood, Dave.
Do I have to check that gardening glove?
The Jackson. Sorry. Please address it with its official title. How about one more time, sweetness?
That was a right-wing bias from Bush there, not for the first time.
You're going to have one shrivelled hand when we finish here.
I've got the wettest legs I've ever had.
I like that.
All sweetness.
I like that. In you come.
Oh. Thank you, Ivan Tony.
It's all very blocked.
He would have been able to do it if he was wearing sleeves. Bush and the Jack Seeker have smashed Matt and I.
Put that back, Angela.
Some of Dyson's on-court behaviour has been disgraceful to the modern game.
So I need to go low before releasing my wood. That's what Jasmine said. She's I'm going to start calling that Richie dropping when I do it on the dance floor.
Another detention from Tankard.
Soaking wet.
Genuinely drenched. I'm just commando under here.
Temperature inside my trousers, 107.
Oh, such a smooth motion from Firth. And the follow-through is ridiculous. I've got very sweaty legs. I think one of the guys was saying, no, you're not meant to kiss the balls because it's some sort of chemical treatment.
I don't remember half of those happening.
We've just heard that for the first time along with you guys out there, just so you know.
What?
That was out of context bowls.
Did I mention I had sweaty legs?
A couple of times. How are we not barred and banned from the world of bowls after
behavior.
That? My goodness. So despite all of that, we were allowed to have a game of bowls. It was breakfast versus home time. You're about to find out what happened. It's on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where the time has come to share with you what happened when breakfast took on home time at bowls. Well, Angela, who was just wonderful, from the Bounds Green Bowls Club, started off by telling us the rules.
Today we're going to be playing three ends. Each player has four woods. We'll be tossing for the jack to see who goes first. And then at the end of the three ends, we'll announce a winner.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to toss for the jack to who jacks off first.
Yes.
Okay, have you got the coin? So heads for breakfast, tails for home time.
Okay. It is a tails.
Tails. Ah.
So it begins.
The only thing you'll be winning today.
Oh. Thanks, Angela. Okay, let's bowl. And after that, well, frankly, most welcome fighting talk from Angela, Richie and I took to the green.
Oh, it's a very smooth action.
That is undercooked.
That is undercooked,
but it's nice technique.
Too short again.
But he's blocked any clear path through.
Snooker. Yeah. Sabotaged everyone.
Good old-fashioned snooker impact.
Yeah. Right, here we go.
It's a bobbler, but it's not bad.
It's on its way, though, isn't it?
It's great.
Come on, come back.
She's coming back in. Oh!
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very high chance of fabric on your trousers igniting. Goes on in this heat, so let's just be careful.
Wrong bias, wasn't it? Yeah. I thought he was doing a backhand.
Dave Berry and Wrong Bias, Channel 5 at 10 p.m. tonight. Dave, I'm going to tell everyone we're filming a Dickie Bird origin story.
And then Dyson faced off against Bush.
I might try an Ivan Tony no look.
Oh, my word. He's a maverick, but he gets results.
No, no, oh, yes. no. Oh, yes.
After four bowls each, Angela gave breakfast some very welcome news.
Angela, give me some good news.
You've got four shots.
Four?
Four.
So is it
four?
4-0.
4-0.
4-0.
What a start.
But home time would not let that go unanswered as Matt and Bush started off round two.
Wow.
Yes!
Oh, look at that, everyone.
The bowls Mbappe, Matt Dyson.
Oh, that's amazing.
He would have been able to do it if he was wearing sleeves.
Sweep the leg. We're going to sweep the leg.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to go for the... He's going to try and barge us out the way. Let's see how good your aim is. Oh, it's nice.
That's not bad.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not bad.
No, he's done it.
Oh, yes.
Bush and the Jackseeker have smashed Matt and I out of the way.
That is bad etiquette.
Goodness me.
Wasn't that great?
Bad etiquette from Cobra
Kai.
That
is sport.
That's disgraceful.
And that's when this game of bowls unleashed the fury of Dyson.
Come round.
Wow.
Stay there.
Yes.
Who is this guy?
Oh, goodness, Matt. I always
Angela likes
it.
She's
future.
Saying it's out of play. The
out of play
yeah. What do you mean? I didn't know there was an out of play. Angela didn't mention an out of play.
The McEnroe of
what?
Bowls.
Oh my goodness.
She's taking the ball. Put that back, Angela.
Angela.
Oh, wonderful.
I thought we were friends and lovers.
Some of Dyson's on-court behaviour has been disgraceful to the modern game.
After the tempest that Bush and Dyson brought to the game, Richie and I took to the green just to calm things down a little bit.
It's not going to hit. Oh, it's a really good line.
Shouts of that's good from
keep
the crowd.
Keep on going.
Oh, no.
Keep on going. Look Where's your legs?
Oh, it's a bobbler again, but it's okay. Go on.
Come on. Pace.
Come on. That's really good. Yes. Yes. Amazing work.
I cannot believe it.
And so, after two rounds, the score was 5-1 to breakfast. A huge lead. But round three is where we discovered that in bowls, anything can happen, and scores can change pretty fast. I'll share with you what went down next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time to get back to the action as we start round three of breakfast versus home time at bowls. And my techers have been so consistent throughout that I think we need to add a new term to the bowls dictionary.
The berry bobble.
It's another berry bobbler, but it's nice. It's very nice.
I don't know how he does it. They bobble and bobble and bobble, and then suddenly he finds the bias, and they do
it's
something.
It's like a career. Yeah.
But Richie got home time back in the game.
It's good.
Oh, my goodness me.
It's a good one.
Very good.
Bias on the outside.
Credit where it's due. Oh, such a smooth motion from Firth. And the follow-through is ridiculous. But is it enough to get them back into it, though?
Who knows?
His old head teacher would be proud.
This is how much I got into the game. I started running down the green following my wood.
Can everyone hear my trousers?
Yeah.
Current temperature, 32 degrees. Temperature inside my trousers, 107.
You can hear the polyester.
He's following it in. Sparks flying.
Go. Oh, dear. It's too short again.
Then Bush well and truly got home time back in it.
You're only as good as your last bowl.
He's had one hell of a game, the lad.
He has. He's really
He's had
up.
One hell of a game.
He has warmed up into
good.
This game.
Back
he
in
has
this.
Potentially got 3 points.
Bravo, fist bump.
And I think it's fair to say that us, Team Breakfast Bowls, were shook by the home time recovery.
I might try to go and smash.
But it's all there to play for.
I think we have to smash him out of the way or not.
Oh, okay.
No, I think there's still a clear line.
There's a clear line. You can do this.
Yeah.
You can do this.
He's rattled.
He is rattled.
I don't know where to stand.
He can't remember which foot it is.
I don't
even
know where to stand there. Shake it out,
it's
man.
It's the trousers.
Shake it out.
We're in his kitchen. We're in his... I like that. I like that.
Oh, that's lovely.
I like that. I like that. Oh, she's beautiful.
Could the home time boys be back in the game?
Oh, my goodness me.
It's like a four. Save the best till last. Okay,
well, breakfast are falling apart.
Falling apart. Dyson can't remember what foot goes in front of the other one. Get a pep talk from Dave.
Smash them out of the way.
OK, yeah,
fine. Oh, look at it.
It's all power.
Oh!
This is not me closer! Not me closer!
It was a foot fault. It was a foot fault. VAR.
Angela has just revealed it is 5-4.
Pressure on.
Oh, it's lovely. Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, it's gone, though. Oh, I just need to get this one in there.
Even Angela's got her head in hands, and she's seen it all in the world of bowls. We're putting on quite the show here, gentlemen.
And so, after an incredible home time comeback, it was time for Angela to reveal the final results.
We have achieved my dream of playing three ends of professional bowls at a beautiful bowls club on a beautiful sunny morning. But who is the victor? Breakfast or home time? Angela, you've kept it secret from us because we're so confused by what's going on here. We have no idea. So, who has won the Great Bowls Challenge 2024, breakfast or home time?
Well, I'm very pleased to announce the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yes!
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Well played.
We're so sweating. Oh, thanks, Angela. Goodness me. Well done, boys. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
It's been brilliant.
Close.
5-4.
I didn't even think.
5-4.
Wow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
What a morning it has been so far. I think we all here on The Breakfast Show want to take this opportunity to thank every single one of you who helped make my bowls dream become a reality. And not just like the wonderful folk like Angela at the Bounds Green Bowls Club or Jasmine, my mentor, but all of those people who messaged me on social media and all those people who texted into the studio encouraging us to do it and having fun along
such
the way.
A fun Yeah, I'm genuinely thinking about going to my local bowls.
It's our retirement sorting.
I love it.
That is what we are going to be doing. So, yes, thank you to everybody who helped us and encouraged us along the way. It was great to win. It was close. It was 5-4, but we have a trophy each, and I couldn't be prouder. And you can see the whole thing on the Absolute Radio socials.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, a live radio happening Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And early doors on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, we give the early birds a chance to win some Breakfast Show merchandise. And it comes as a summer collection, as a strip of three temporary tattoos for our winners to put anywhere on their bodies or the bodies of a loved one. And this morning, well, my goodness, Matt and I could not believe our ears. And then our eyes. Get some tattoos on your body, wear them with pride, and then watch them kind of dissolve after about 3 or 4 days,
yeah,
or scrub them away in the bath because of the shame you feel. Something I am unable to do with these bad boys.
Oh, yeah, your symbols.
They're not going anywhere,
are
they?
What does it mean again? Did you find that?
Oh, no, I can't. I can't go through it again. I
won't. When did you get them done?
I was 17
years
old.
You thought
it was
some deep spiritual thing, didn't you?
I did think, yeah, he thought they were some deep spiritual thing. I was 17 years old. I got them done above a kebab shop in a place called Plumstead in Southeast London. Because I thought, you know who like these? You'll know who like something close to Cantonese writing that actually isn't. Girls.
Girls
are like that. And you know what? Just a plot spoiler for any teenagers out there, they don't. So instead, get yourself a temporary tattoo of my show logo and then you can rub it off.
Much better idea. Yeah.
Do you know what? I've got one as well, you know.
No, you have not.
I have, yeah.
Anagiri's inked up.
Wow. Yeah, I have, yeah.
Well, come
like
on, sister.
On like the side of my body, so it's mostly hidden.
What is it of?
A maple leaf.
Wow.
We're back to 1,000 monkeys, 1,000,000 years and 20 typewriters territory.
Is there some sort of Canadian connection?
Well, I lived in Canada for a year and I just loved it so much and I just thought,
nice.
Oh, I went and did that on my own. I called it my symbol of strength, right? This is when I was young, obviously.
Yeah.
And no one lets me forget it. They're always like, come on, get out your symbol of strength.
Oh, amazing. Anna Geary's symbol of strength is already the name of the podcast.
Oh, well, we don't even need to do other. I'm going to put the bell away. We don't
cancel
need this.
All the bowl stuff.
What? Am I able to see it, or is it on a too intimate part of your body?
I can show you.
Can I see it? Can you come round?
But it's quite small.
Yeah, okay.
I thought it was like all the way up your side, the way you were describing
it.
Okay. I can see it. Yeah, that is truly a symbol of strength.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
It's just the outline.
Are we on air? I know what it is. I'm still asleep, aren't I? I've not woken up yet. I'm having a work anxiety dream.
Snap out of it, Dave.
Dave, the cab's outside. You've got to go and do the show. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. And that's it. Time to bid you farewell from what has been a very special edition of The Breakfast Show. I speak to you now, all you millions of people up and down and around the country, as a victor in the world of bowls.
Amazing.
But honestly, for someone in a bowls green to say to us, thank you for what you've done for bowls.
The sport of bowls.
It's something that will last forever.
And what a performance. We started so strong. You were amazing in that first
game. Bless you.
Yeah.
You're not too bad yourself.
But then it was a great last game from Richie Firth. He really pulled out of the bag, but it wasn't enough. And finally, we get redemption. It's amazing.
After all these years, the last challenge was the Sinclair C5 race across the seafront. And that was back in 2018.
It's been a long time coming, this win. Yeah. Onslow wasn't just there to keep up appearances.
Yes.
We meant business.
I'm going to smash them, Dave. I'm going to smash them. I remember you saying it. And you did.
I did.
And we did. It was a close run thing. You can listen again to what went down on demand in the new Rayo app, or of course the brand new edition of the podcast will be available shortly. So that will tell you all the thrills and spills. That will tell you the whole story. Or of course you can take a look for yourselves. It's on the Absolute Radio socials. Matt's got it on his socials as well. And it's on my Instagram. Right. It is time to bid you farewell and say thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show. Sophie Kay is up next. She will have your tea break trivia, plus she'll tell you how you can win £260,000 tomorrow from the cash register. We'll be back at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.